Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sabine, and welcome. If pressure is your daily fuel, you are not building a dream. You are surviving a system. Let's begin with something real. If you wake up already feeling behind, if your shoulders tightened before you even check your emails, if pressure is your baseline, that's not success. It's survival. And most of us are not building dreams. We are trying to escape the pressure we have created. But today, I want to flip that. This is not about managing stress. It's about choosing a new way to live, a new way to work, a new way to lead without pressure. Because pressure is not power. Stillness is. Let's start with the root of the problem. Why do we accept pressure like it's normal? Because we have been told it's the price of success. That pressure makes diamonds. That is if you are not overwhelmed. You are not working hard enough. But here is the truth. Pressure doesn't make diamonds. Pressure breaks people. Entrepreneur burns out, not because they're weak, but because they learned to work nonstop. Instead of following their inner guidance, we need to stop and ask, is it the way to live? Because pressure is not helping you grow. It's a sign that something is not right deep inside. And when you understand that, you can start taking your energy back. That's how real power begins. So yes, society pushes pressure, but the truth is we push it on ourselves too. Let's talk about the addiction to pressure. Maybe you have said this before. I just need to finish this project. This week, I will finish it. Or this week is too much. I will rest later on. But pressure doesn't end with the task. It shapeshifts. And once you normalize it, you start depending on it. Because you are not really chasing success anymore. You are just looking for a break. But that break, it doesn't come from finishing your to-do list. It comes from breaking the pattern, and breaking it starts with one powerful question. What am I trying to prove? To whom and why? That's where the healing starts. But let's go even deeper, because pressure doesn't just drain, it disconnects you. Let's talk about spiritual cost of pressure. When you are in pressure, you can't hear your intuition. Your nervous system is in survival mode. And what about your soul? It doesn't speak in panic. It doesn't speak like that. It speaks in whispers, stillness, energy that feels like peace. So when you feel pressure in your chest, that stress, that heavy feeling, it's not the life trying to test you, no. It's your soul saying, slow down. This is not the right way. If you ignore it too long, you will burn out and disconnect completely from your higher self. And that is the heavy price for your soul. This is not just an ideal or an idea that I read in a book. Let me tell you what happened when I finally listened to those signs. There was a time where everything I looked good, yes, Very good. From the outside only. I had a good job, a monthly salary, and a full schedule. But inside, I felt stressed, nervous, and always tired, always exhausted. One day, I was sitting in my car before a work meeting, and I realized my hand was shaking. And I asked myself, is it what success is supposed to feel like? The answer is clear, no. So I stopped, not forever, but long enough to breathe, long enough to listen. And I had a quiet feeling in my heart that told me, you don't have to live this way. So I made a new decision and I choose peace over pressure. And guess what? My work didn't fall apart. In fact, it improved. Because when your energy is clean, your work becomes magnetic. So if you are in that place right now, let's change that right here, right now. Let me show you three easy ways to feel better when you are under pressure. Rule number one, the sacred reset. Approximately 60 seconds. Place your hand on your heart. Close your eyes. Inhale for four. One, two, three, four. Hold for four. One, two, three, four. Exhale. Release for four. One, two, three, four. And say this out loud. I return to myself. I'm safe. I choose peace. This helps you calm your energy quickly. Use it before meetings, choices, or anything you feel that is really stressful. Tool number two, soul checking. Next time you feel pressure, ask, is it coming from fear or from alignment? That's a question that nobody asks in general. Ask yourself. If it's fear, don't move, realign. Then do action. This alone will save your weeks of chaos. Rule number three, energetic command. Say this daily out loud. I don't lead through pressure. I lead through peace. I lead through presence and I lead through power. Declare it, claim it, own it. Your nervous system and your business will respond. Now, let's look at the bigger pictures because this is only the beginning. What really changes your life is how you define power. So let's do that right now. Here is the new definition. Power is not about going fast, it's not about working all the time, and it's not about doing everything at once. Real power is the peace in motion, means staying calm when things feel hard, thinking clearly when others feel lost, and leading when peace is in a world that is always too loud. It's walking into a room and shifting the energy before you speak. That's spiritual leadership. That's what builds empires with ease, not exhaustion. And what makes that kind of power visible? Your energy. Because your energy is your brand. Your energy is your business card. Clients don't buy products, they buy frequency. People trust how they feel when they are with you. They like your peaceful energy and they want to be around you to feel at peace. So, if you want to grow your business, don't just build a better funnel, build a better frequency, be a better frequency. This is not just talk, this is a strategy and it works. So now let's talk about you, soul to soul. You didn't come here to survive success. You came here to enjoy it, to create from ease, to lead with integrity, to rise with clarity and grace. So here is a simple mantra for you. Peace is not weakness. Peace is power. Say it with me. I don't rush, I align. I don't push, I create. I don't pressure, I lead. Your soul is not here to be crushed by pressure. Your soul is here to lead from peace. And that is unstoppable. Much love. Thank you. If you have any question, I'm totally free. Feel free to ask anything you want. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session. As we transition to our next expert, remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.